Good evening, everyone. You in the right place at the right time. I am Roderick Martin, and I want to welcome you to Extraterrestrial Evidence. Now, you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be right here, and that's why we're going to serve you tonight. Now, how are we going to do that? We're going to become the boldest, baffling, belligerent clubhouse in the world, creating captivating conversations that certainly cause controversy. So join me and the speakers tonight as we uncover UFOs, aliens, and government secrets. And definitely we're going to be talking about the moon. So we want you to participate with us. Now, never forget this. We got the greatest admin of all time, which is Tiffany. So she will be regulating things as always. And so when you do come up here today, and today we're going to call it the 2 Cents Tuesday. So if you want to put your 2 cents in, you're welcome to come on up. But don't put more than that, because if you do, we have a new button now. You can donate to us. Yes. Clubhouse is now allowed us to get monetization for those who want to support what we're doing. Simply go to our profile and go down to the bottom and do whatever you can. $1, $2, 50 cents. I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, that's all good. And so I want to welcome each and every one of y'all tonight in the conversation that we're going to be having. So let me shut this down just a little bit and we will get started here from there. So, Tiffany, I think we're going to have a great conversation when we're talking about the moon. And I think that's it has a lot of controversy out there when it comes down to this. And it is something that I think you and I may have had a few conversations before, and that you definitely have not got much information about the moon. So that's okay. All right. So, but we're going to have a lot of other people up here. So let me get the set the thing in place here for each and every one of us, and let's set it up right now.
Very, very fine grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the limb. It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind. Oh, that looks beautiful from there. It has a stark beauty all its own.
And that's where it all began, folks. It began when we went to the moon. And I think most people still say today, did we ever go to the moon? And tonight, we're going to uncover some of that tonight for those of you who have some inside information. We're just going to have an open discussion about that. And then there's other conspiracies as far as what are they doing on the moon? And why haven't we went back? Or either can we go back? Or should we even go back? All of those things are part of the process that we're going to talk about tonight. And you also could be involved. So simply raise your hand down there. Tiffany, we bring you up. We are recording, so definitely acknowledge that before you begin to speak. And limit your conversations so that we can have some dialogue. If you do continue to talk and over-talk, I do have a little sound that I'll play that'll shut you down, but at the same time, we will do something about it. But in the meantime, what do you know about the moon? Besides walking in it, besides seeing the light and just saying, you know, it's beautiful, is it lethal? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So we have a couple of speakers up here before we get started. I got my guy Vishnu. What's going on with you today, buddy?
How are you, Roderick? Thanks for pulling me up. I think this topic is fantastic, so I can't wait to get into it.
Okay, all right. Well, I can't wait to get it there with you as well. Nick, and how are you doing today?
Outstanding. Thanks for having me up.
Oh, no problem. Okay, so Tiffany, if you want to bring anyone else up, and then our usual suspects that want to get involved, like E.T. and the rest of them, you know, they need to be up here as well. They got moon talk as well. So
as well.
But if it's any other you, go ahead and come on up tonight, and we'll get some things started in just a second here. But in the meantime, again, let's get ready to ping a few people into this room and from there. So let's start with the moon itself. Vishnu, I know we talk about it in private most of the time, a lot of these conversations. And, you know, my first question to all of us that's up here is, you know, was the moon landing real? You know, because we do have these conspiracies that we never went to the moon. It was fake. You know, they showed all these videos of how the wind wasn't blowing. It was fake and all these things. And then, of course, we have these infamous tapes of, you know, that there was a conversation on the back channel of the moon, which saying, hey, look at it, we've been watched in all those things. And so there was a lot of context there. So what do we want to begin tonight, Vishnu? What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great place to start, right? Because, well, as far as did we get to the moon, right? And if you're asking my belief, I do believe we got to the moon, because I'm a person that is not conspiracy minded, right, in general, but it is a belief, right? So I've seen both sides of the argument as far as did we actually land on the moon. I tend to, every gathering all that evidence, to me, I would say it's pretty clear that did occur. And to me, I always am going to always kind of veer toward the scientists, right? And NASA, right, are a bunch of scientists. So, I'd be interested in hearing what, to me, the reactions of what happened in the press conference of the crew of the Apollo 11, right, when they came back, and their reactions, seemingly the greatest achievement that has ever happened in human history. And look at their reaction. They're not celebrating and high-fiving. They look depressed, right? And that's where, as far as aliens in the moon, what did they experience? Why are they depressed, right? Or Edgar Mitchell, the sixth man to walk on the moon, why he had a strong belief in the existence of aliens. So to me, I always try to veer toward experts, scientists, things of that nature to kind of bolster my belief system.
All right. Nick, now I'll start that question with you as well. What do you think? You think we went to the moon or not?
100%. Yeah. I think there's a lot of fuckery going on with the media content, I guess, to say it in the most broad sense, that we got from the moon landing, 1969, Apollo 11. I think it's very strange that so much of the videographic evidence is clearly altered. Super weird. There are a lot of things about the moon but the thing that I really wanted to bring to this conversation is what's known as the solar eclipse coincidence. The fact that our moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, and the sun is 400 times farther away from Earth than the moon, meaning we get every 2.5 years a total solar eclipse. Now, if you ask any natural philosopher, that's an old school way to say scientist, about great coincidences in this reality that we call Earth, they will tell you that this coincidence is mind-boggling. In fact, there are like 4,000 known exoplanets so far. And of those 4,000 exoplanets, there's one that might have a moon. One rocky exoplanet means rocky. In other words, not a gas giant. The only planets that we know of that have moons are those in our solar system, and they don't resemble ours. And there's even more coincidence that the moon happens to be orbiting on although it's elliptical, but on the same plane that Earth is rotating on. I mean, what are the odds? it's almost like if it wasn't, I don't believe in intelligent design. I say this all the time. I'm not a religious person, but it is almost like it was designed intelligently for all these things to line up. And there would be a reason to, if you wanted life to, procreate on planet Earth, because as the tide goes up and goes down, that means that water comes up on Earth and goes back out, or up on the shore and then goes back out, which would mean, eventually life is going to get out of the ocean and onto land. There are so many strange coincidences about the moon, primarily the solar eclipse coincidence, that just blow my mind.
Okay. All right. I can actually have a statement for that. I think I don't know much about that, so I will probably say something to the effect of,
what you talking about, Willis?
And then that'll be it there. But how about this? Then we got a couple other people here, and we got Jim. We got a new person here because they got the little acorn there. And then we got Nick and JQ, and then experiences up too. So I'll ask each and every one of you the quick question, if you can give me a quick answer. Do you think we went to the moon. So start with you, Jim.
I'm not sure one way or another, but the thing that makes me doubt it is the Van Allen belt. They said that it was too strong a radiation for the astronauts to survive it. And that's really all my
okay.
thing is based on.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. We'll touch back on that. And what about, let's see, how do I pronounce that? Is Prasant? How's that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you can answer the question, what, and, you know, we'll come back to everybody, but do you think we went to the moon or not?
Yes, definitely. If it would have faked it, then the Soviet Union would be the first one to point it out and expose us. But they didn't do it.
If you could speak up a little bit, that'll be better for us.
I believe definitely we went to moon. And if we would have gone to moon, then the Soviet Union would have been exposed us. So they didn't do. The Soviet Union accepted that the U.S. was we landed in the moon. That proves definitely we went to the moon.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair enough. What about you, Nick, at the bottom?
Yeah, I think we've been to the moon, but I don't think any of the footage or photos we've seen is legitimate. At best, they've been edited or photoshopped, or the footage has been edited. I think basically there's there's NASA, which is the public space program, and then there's kind of the deep state space program, or whatever you want to call it. And I think the Van Allen radiation belt issue, I think we probably got around that using anti-gravity technology. I don't think we really relied on shuttles to get there. There's been a few astronauts that have touched on this. Some have said when we got to the moon, we weren't alone. There were ships waiting for us. I always recommend the book Alien Agenda by Jim Mars. If you haven't read it, I think the first chapter or two is all about the moon. Pretty interesting stuff.
Okay. All right. That's a great answer as well. And we'll get the other couple of people here to answer that same question, and then I'll move into some other things here. Jackie, what do you think? We went to the moon or not?
Jackie.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Tiffany. I do agree with Nick. I'll keep my answer short. I believe that absolutely we've been to the moon, and we've been continuously going there. However, what they depicted to the general public is a fabrication. It's what they want us to interpret it to be. Not only that, so Nick went pretty much in depth, so I won't go in depth. That's pretty much my answer. But I found it interesting that there's an interview where Buzz Aldrin was being interviewed by a little girl, and she asked if we went to the moon, and he actually said that we didn't go. So I found that interesting that, him of all people, someone that would probably vouch for the fact that we went, why would he say that we didn't go? So that's kind of an interesting rabbit hole in itself.
Okay. That was great. And I've heard some of that, too. And of course, I've heard both sides of it. And what I'm going to do, y'all, is put my Tiffany voice on and say, hey, guys, if you guys come on to the stage, make sure you know that you're recording, because she hadn't said that yet. But
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know. Well,
so
maybe
sorry.
That's OK. That's OK. I've heard it before. Did I do OK, or do you want to go ahead and do it yourself? Because I probably butchered it.
No, you did good. As you guys come up and before you speak, please say, I acknowledge I'm being recorded. Sorry.
Okay, I did good. All right, so Experience, of course, y'all know who that is. He's here. He's a regular here, and of course, he's also the founder of the Room Extra Paranormal Society. Those guys have some great paranormal society. They have some great conversations over there, and he's always welcome. And as I jump over in his room, and I think he got a couple of things coming up, some events and stuff as well. So anyway, Experience, same question for you. Did we go to the moon or not?
Hey, Roger. Thanks, Tiffany. I acknowledge I'm being recorded as well. I when I was young, it was always, we've been to the moon. And there's a bunch of conspiracy theories that we haven't. Now, just doing all the research and kind of hearing all the theories that have been out there, I think we've been there, and I think there's stuff that was already up there for a long time before we even touched down. So that's my gut telling me that there was already structures up there, and yeah, all this stuff has been kind of been kept hidden.
All right. Well, great, great, great. And what about you, E.T.? He's always a regular as well. So same question for you. Did we go to the moon or not?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I recognize being recorded. Yes, definitely we went to the moon. I mean, if you compare to Roswell, that kind of huge cover-up would leak, like Roswell. And there's no real leakage of deathbed confessions and stuff, which is, because the moon landing is almost as old, right? But I am totally convinced that NASA is hiding and editing pictures. I think that's proven. They're definitely not telling the whole truth. All the astronauts, there's a long list of astronauts on our side of the ET alien UFO discussion, right? And all the way from John Glenn and his John Glenn fireflies, right? They're called still. I think that's a phenomenon that is kind of forgotten. Maybe somebody here knows more about it. I would say to Jackie that you have to. I saw that part of that interview too with Buzz Aldrin, and it's just the editing. If you see the whole thing, you will recognize that he is actually talking about going back, I think. Yes, if I remember correctly. But anyway, if you take a look at the whole interview, it's pretty clear that he's not saying we didn't go to the moon. So, yeah, thank you.
All right. That was great. All right, Jackie, we'll come back to you about that in just a minute. And so the next person will ask the same question. And that is, let me make sure I pronounce that right. Hania, is that right?
Hi, this is Hania. I acknowledge that I'm being recorded. So I think we went to the moon. The only thing that I question is when the crew lands, like from the International Space Station, they are being carried out of the capsule because they cannot move due to the gravity back on Earth. And I noticed when one of the Apollo missions, when they landed, and they were taken out of the capsule, they just hopped into the capsule like it was no problem being back on gravity. Maybe somebody could explain it. Maybe it's also because they've been only like for a few days in space. But did I make myself clear? Could I?
Yeah, you made yourself clear. I think you're saying that judging by their reaction in the body and just body language, it's not like they've been somewhere. It's like they haven't been to the moon.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because you see it from the space station, they're like completely, they cannot move, they are pale. And there is one footage I saw and that I just came across and I stumbled and I thought, okay, they're just hopping out of the capsule into the rubber boat. And yeah, that was something that was kind of curious.
Okay.
Done speaking.
All right. No problem. Appreciate you. What about you, John? You're up. Yeah. Do you think we went to the moon or not?
Yes, I do.
And okay, we got three Johns. Okay, but you go ahead, and then I'll come back to the other John and another. All these Johns, I know. But go ahead.
Oh, boy. So sorry about that.
Are you okay?
I was curious as far as the switching over to the medical channel and the words of, yes, they're here and they're watching us. Does anybody have that story? I only heard a brief story in another room.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit, about them watching us. That's on my list here as well. So, all right. So, John's Electric, John Barnes Electric. Did I get the right one? How about that? What do you think? We've been to the moon or not?
Yes. And I do acknowledge I'm being recorded. I do. My gut tells me we've been to the moon, but you know, we're talking 50 years ago and technology has changed so much. The only thing that makes me second guess it is by saying we went 50 years ago and several times, why haven't we, as far as the public knows, I mean, we may have continued going, but it just seems to me, why are we jumping to Mars and what we're trying to do at Mars and going to Mars and setting up a base, why hadn't we already done that at the moon? And, you know, the technology that landed and took off from the moon. That technology, you know, is we're light years past that now. And I just don't understand why, what we're, you know, why hadn't we gone farther and farther and farther on the moon? It's, and there's other things like, did we have the technology like when we were on the moon at the time, say 50 years ago, to be out in space, you know, as far as being in the sun and, you know, the temperature in spot in the sun on the moon is so much drastic versus being in the shade. I mean, did we have the fabrics and knowledge of, there's just so many questions. Like, did we have fabrics and plastics that could withstand 350 degree temperatures in the sun and negative 200 degrees in the shade? And that's a 500 degree variance. I mean, I didn't know. I just, there's certain things that makes me think we didn't have those technologies, but we have them now. But this is 50 years later, but it's like 50-50 for me. I mean, that's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. And Tiffany, I guess I was trying to bring Kevin up, see if you can. Don't want him to think we're not trying to bring him up.
I was working on it, too. I don't know why it's kicking that out.
All right, Kevin, turn it off and then turn it back on and see if we can get you into the conversation if you're listening. All right. Well, yeah, John, same thing. I have that same thought most of the time, and why haven't we not gone back? And now, of course, the rumor has it, and we'll discuss it in later on here in just a second, of that we were told not to come back. You know, there was a situation where they discovered the extraterrestrial was there, and that's their place where we're being watched, and gave us a good warning that out of all the places, don't come back here. So, and
That'll be frustrating, and I think it's 2024. There's a planned colony for
the moon. You think so? I haven't heard about that. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, that's, let's see. I think there is a source actually on NASA unveils plan for Artemis base camp on the moon beyond 2024.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. Because, you know, like I said, with all the research I've done, or not so much research, just things you come across, that there was some type of treaty, and we'll kind of go into that in a little bit. But I was just like, you know, why would we go back or not? But, you know, we got the technology now, you know, but we're just not interested. But, and then, of course, you see all those things that we've seen there. So we'll definitely go in there. Okay, so John Hudson, what about you, buddy? Did we go there or not?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm totally willing to entertain any conversations about whether films were filmed in other places and shown as real. You know, I mean, there's lots of different issues we could discuss. But as far as going there, there was a mirror installed on the moon that you could hit with a laser from Earth. And I don't remember what year that mirror was put up. I believe it was put up on the last manned mission, but I don't know for sure which one it was. But that mirror, anyone could hit from their backyard with a strong enough laser. They even did an episode about it on Big Bang Theory. And so if there's a physical mirror that we knew the location of that you could hit with a laser from Earth, I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that we had actual hands and feet on the moon.
So what you mean as far as we're the one who put the mirror there is what you're saying?
Yeah, we're the ones who installed it.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't heard that. Definitely.
That's how we measure drift from the moon.
Hmm. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, I know you're into that quantum physics, right? Or do you do?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So, Onor, how about you, buddy? What do you think? We went to the moon or not? Tell us.
Hi. This is Onor. Thank you, Roger Cantifani, for organizing it. I acknowledge that I'm being recorded. Yes, we've been to the moon, and the seismic activity, the laser range and retrorefractor was deployed during Apollo 11, 14, and 15 missions. The problem is, I think, there are two different types of tapes, the one which is real and the one which is shot in a studio environment. That's why I think all these lunar anomaly conspiracies are arising because of the studio pictures. And I also would like to suggest a book by Ken Johnson Sr. He was in Apollo 11 mission, and he had the original tapes, and he published a book called Ken's Moon. He posted the original pictures over there. You can check it out. And also, the interesting thing is, I think this is not, of course, certified knowledge, but I think the movie that is shot in the studio environment, I think shot by Stanley Kubrick, and I think he is leaving a lot of traces about it in the movie Shining. Thank you.
All right, great, great. Now, Kay, you up next. What's your thoughts? Did we go to the moon or not?
Yep, I do believe so. But I've actually been off Clubhouse for a few weeks now. I've just come back.
Well, the moon is still there. It's still there. It hadn't went anywhere, so we're good.
That's awesome, Rod. And by the way, it's good to hear you, Rod. Can I just ask you guys something way off topic? It's just something.
As long as you acknowledge you're being recorded.
There we go. All right, all right, all right.
During my time, yes, I do acknowledge that I'm being recorded. During my time away, there was obviously that news of the James Webb Telescope. I think that's the most exciting piece of news that I've heard in a long time. That's pretty much going to discover life outside. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
What you talking about, Willis?
Can you go into a little detail of that a little more?
Have you guys not heard about the James Webb Telescope?
Anybody? Any takers? Anybody?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to hear more.
Right. This is the most powerful telescope that man has ever put
orbit.
Basically ever launched, right? It is so powerful. It uses infrareds. And what does it's basically, they said it's about 100 more times more powerful than the one that we have right now. What is it called again? The one that we have right now?
Hubble telescope.
The Hubble telescope. Right. It is 100 times more powerful than that. It's about to launch in the next few months. It's been obviously in development for a very long time. But what this is, it's going to find life outside. And they said it's not going to take 5 or 10 years or 20 years. This is going to happen within a year from now. It's all over the news. If you just research it. Basically, it's going to find other planets and life outside.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
In the universe, pretty much. It's getting launched this year.
Okay. All right.
Soft disclosure, my friend. Just another step.
Soft disclosure. All right. Yep. Okay. Well, anyone else on that telescope? Because other than that, I have not heard anything about it, but I guarantee you our greatest admin of all time is going to research that as well.
Roderick, may I add something to that?
Sure.
There's a big observatory in Mount Graham, Arizona.
Then I read
that observatory belongs to Vatican. And they have the biggest, most sophisticated and developed infrared
this is Houston.
Telescope.
Say again, please.
On
Houston,
Earth,
we have a problem.
At the moment. And they're also making a lot of observations, and it's called Lucifer.
Now, I did hear some about that when it came down to Lucifer. Definitely heard some situations on that. Okay, so now I guess we got to a point here that we all kind of have our ins and out on what happened and did we go to the moon. And so as we take it to the next level, and I'm not going to go one per one, but you definitely could chime in, if you want to contribute. But the whole point that I took a little research is that we don't go back there because they're watching us. It's supposed to be one of the spots of aliens or extraterrestrial observation of this. Now, do you all recall when they played the tape, supposedly an offline, that the astronaut said, hey, we're here, we're being watched. Anyone heard about that?
Yes, yeah. I recall.
Okay.
Yep.
Anybody want to go into that a little more? And then we'll set that up as I go into the next segment here, you know.
I'll just make a quick comment on that, Roderick. And again, for Tiffany, I acknowledge that I'm being recorded. And for the remainder of this conversation, I consent to it.
Perfect. You're a lawyer. You must be a lawyer.
No, maybe in a past life, but not in this one.
Okay. All right.
I just wanted to just a quick comment on that. I find it interesting that from all the evidence that
they told us that we're not allowed to go back and re-tay-tay. NASA actually came out a few years ago saying that the technology to go to the moon was destroyed, that we can't go back because that technology was destroyed. So for an organization like NASA that's, you know, has so many millions, if not billions of funding to destroy that technology, it makes you wonder why they would do that in the first place. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I was just getting some texts about the colony that they're thinking about doing there on the moon and everything else. And so, well, I mean, so with that being said, do you guys feel that outside of them telling us not to come back or all these reasons, I mean, is the moon just not significant enough for us anymore? Outside of they're going to build a colony there, which I think we've seen a few articles on that. But, you know, my main part of that is that there's got to be deeper conspiracies going on here with this because we hear about it. So anyone else got a deep conspiracy that you want to add to the floor?
Well, it would have to be a very deep conspiracy because we're not the only nation to have reached the moon. China, recently 2019, I think it was, landed on the dark side of the moon and found some very interesting material. Of course, you got to question everything that comes out of such a controlled regime, but I believe that we've acknowledged that they landed. So it would have to be a really deep conspiracy.
Okay, I get you on that. Now, Kamana, you here, so what are your thoughts on that? All right, you got to.
You're breaking up a lot.
Yeah, you have a bad connection. Go ahead and try again. Go ahead, try now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak on the Apollo trips, you know, the Apollo 17 and 18. When we speak about the moon, I think those are very valuable. The fact that they say that Apollo 17 was supposed to be the last trip to the moon and stuff like that. When I look into it, and I think that right there, along with the whole Gary McKinnon thing, and I think that's enough to be like, okay, yeah, you know, I think we have been to the moon, and there are numerous different conspiracies about us being watched and, you know, astronauts not wanting to speak out on what they've seen up there because they're just pretty sure that it's not going to go to the ears that it needs to hear these type of encounters. But yeah, you know, that's just all I wanted to point out was the fact that I honestly believe that there was an Apollo 18, and those men were left up there. That's just to put it bluntly.
Well, do you guys think that? All right. Well, appreciate it. Now, do you guys think that it's because the public maybe just lost interest? The moon is just, we see it, we're not interested anymore. We've been there and done that. So they're probably still going, but why tell us about it? Because it's not something we care to know.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, Hiram, you're here. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. I wasn't sure I was going to talk or not. I just, don't have anything new to say that Dr. Stephen Greer hasn't talked about already.
I haven't heard what he said specifically about the moon, so go ahead. What do you want to share?
Well, just about NASA and about, you know, the reason that whole program was withdrawn and what happened to the funding. You know, evidently I don't think we're talking about ETs necessarily, but are we? I came in late. But go ahead.
I just wanted to interrupt briefly. Can you just acknowledge that you're being recorded?
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No problem. You know, from the time of Eisenhower, the military-industrial complex has had a hold of the ET technology. They've reverse engineered it, and they have, ships that are capable of doing almost everything that the ET ships can do. They can't go interstellar. They can't phase in and out of 3D, but they can move at incredible speeds and take right angle turns, and the occupants are completely unfazed by it. It's just like you're sitting in a chair at a desk because you have your own gravitational force around you. But the black ops, the unacknowledged access programs, you know, that have stole taxpayers' monies for years, building these technologies. They kind of, you know, wanted to stop all that NASA. NASA is just like a front right now. I mean, there's nothing, they're not really doing much. You know, I'm so horrible at telling this, so I'm just going to shut up. But there's an emergency documentary coming out on April 25th about this story that I'm kind of touching upon, which is that, you know, they have these technologies. They have a whole fleet of ET ships to resemble real ET ships to potentially have a false invasion to continue to, you know, fear-inducing totalitarian war.
Is this the Greer theory?
I don't believe it's a theory. I think that based on the number of witnesses that he has that have worked on these projects, in these corporations, and in the military, I think calling it a theory is not appropriate. I think that if anyone is interested, you should go and look at his YouTube or watch his documentaries or talk to him in person, as I have many times. Very active in trying to help his projects. Also, the Zero Point Energy. I mean, it's quite obvious why these things have been withheld. I mean, it's all about money and power and control. We haven't needed fossil fuels for forever. Anyone that knows Nikola Tesla and his story, and there's been many people who come out with Zero Point Energy, or, you know, cars that run on water, and just study and look in and see what's happened to those people.
My use of the word theory was not out of disrespect. I'm a very middle of the road person, especially when I'm moderating. Okay. So that's what that was about. Yeah.
Sorry if I snapped at you. I just
ain't nobody got time for that.
I've really taken a lot of time to look into it deeply, and I consider myself a very analytical person, but also highly intuitive. And, you know, combining both of those, I've come to this realization. Plus, I've seen, I did his CE5 protocol, my wife and I and my daughter.
This is Houston.
Then I ran out, I didn't grab no.
We had a fantastic experience with ET craft visual. Anyway, I'll be quiet. Thanks for letting me share.
All right. And so what I'm going to do real quick is, we'll set the room like this.
Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get back to a couple of things here. And one of the things, that's just one of those things. I love it. But we're going to get ready to do that so that we could go a little deeper into this moon thing. And you did say a couple of things, Hiron, that caught my attention, that for free energy, I've been doing some research and running across, even with this disclosure stuff that's coming out. One is that they're going to eventually talk about an energy source that's going to be coming up in the future and all that. So can't wait to hear about some of those things in the future. So with that being said, you know, Tiffany, give us a quick real reset, and then we'll get on to it.
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone. You are in the Extraterrestrial Evidence Club. This evening's topic is moon conspiracies. Are we being watched, and others?
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
And everyone that comes up, if you're brand new to the stage, if briefly before you get started on whatever you have to share or whatever comment you want to make, if you could just say, I acknowledge I'm being recorded because this evening session is being recorded. Thank you.
And that is correct. And she's on it now, y'all. She's on it. All right. So with that being, anyone else want to change, add another topic within the parameters of the moon, we'll give you the floor. So go ahead and open it up.
Hello, this is Jim. I acknowledge I'm being recorded. And just one comment about Steve Greer. I've been following him for quite a few years now. And the event on the 25th is just a fundraiser for the movie that he's going to produce which will come out in June sometime. I'm done speaking.
Okay. I know, Tiffany, you're a fan, so are you going to go to some of those events? Or?
I am an interested party. I think fan is a word I wouldn't use. Like I said, I sit in the middle and I observe in all directions. So,
you know what? I got something for you. I really do. Let's see. You're not a fan. All right. Okay. All right. So that's great. I stand corrected and everything else. But as you guys know, Tiffany and I is a MUFON field investigator. So we investigate MUFON, UFOs in MUFON. So if you guys want to get more information about that, definitely go there and, you know, look at their website, join it. You can get some inside information on UFOs everywhere. And then if you want to become an investigator to kind of get deep into ufology, you definitely can do that. And they have a certification program that will send you through as well. And I think you'll have a lot of fun reading some of these cases that happens all about. We're at the top of the hour. Let you guys know we're going to have an after show here tomorrow. I mean, tonight, actually, it's after the show. It'll be Nick and he has Ben that will be with him as well. And so we're going to definitely be pulling to that. These guys go deep when they go into conversations and everything else. And so I'm going to do that. So, but anyway, let's go back into us being watched. Have anyone, and what do you think about that? Anybody can kind of chime in on us being watched. Is that moon's supposed to be an observation tower is one of the reasons that we're not supposed to go back there. But then, of course, now we're hearing that they're planning on building a colony there. So I guess that neglects everything. And then let's see. I think we got Alan here as well. So, Alan, what are your thoughts about the moon? And our questions that we asked everybody a little earlier was that did we even go there? So I know you got a little insight about that. So go ahead and share a little something there.
Well, you know, I had lunch with Edgar Mitchell once, and this girlfriend of mine was into, like, we didn't go to the moon. I wasn't going to ask this guy who made a whole career about going to the moon, hey, did you really go to the moon? But I said, can you believe people have said to you, you really didn't go to the moon? And we both just laughed about it. So we went to the moon. I don't think that's so hard to fathom. What
this is
Houston, the moon?
That's say
the
again, please.
Question. What's that?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's him with his sound effects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. The bigger question is, what is the moon? I think it's an artificial satellite that was pulled into place by some very advanced aliens in order to balance the atmosphere and the oceans on this planet. So, and I think it's hollow, and I think it might be older than the Earth, and I think there are probably alien bases in the moon. But whether we went to the moon, yes, we went there. What did we see on the moon? Well, we probably did see, or the astronauts probably did see some creatures or beings there, and that's probably why we've never been back. But the question is not whether we went to the moon. I think that's, for me, that's not even worth asking. What, I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories, like we didn't go. I mean, it's like the flat Earth to me, and not to offend any flat Earthers, but that is a waste of time to even consider, in my opinion. I know that's a little opinionated, but what is the moon? Why is it there? Who's on it? Those are the questions we really have to start asking and, you know, find out what are these civilizations that are out there in space and what's our nature of our relationship with these other creatures, and are we enslaved to some greater consciousness that makes us just, you know, well, some people say call them the archons that live off our emotions. I don't know about that, but that might be the possibility. But space is, when we get to that place where we'll have, you know, rockets or some way of getting out there, a whole new world opens up to us. And we're really at the brink of something about to pop, whether with the government, with the mass sightings that was just in the New York Times just yesterday, and with people's personal contact. Something's about to break open about our connection to the cosmos. And I think it's very exciting. And the moon definitely is part of it. And I think, you know, there's probably artificial satellites around Mars as well. So it's a question worth asking. But yes, I think Edgar Mitchell and a bunch of other people went to the moon. There, I think, were like, what, 10 astronauts altogether. And what they saw there is another question, but that's where I stand on the moon.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, so, all right, we've been to the moon. Alan says we've been there, done that, and we're definitely going back. LaToya, welcome to the stage. And then we got Q and we got Joshua, but LaToya, how are you? And go ahead.
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you, and I do acknowledge that I'm being recorded. I'm just curious at this point in regards to correlation. I did see the subject title, very interested, but when I saw moon associated with aliens, I thought that, okay, well, that might make sense, you know, along my spiritual journey where I am now. I had my very first channeling, not even knowing what I was walking into, never experienced that before, about 3 years ago. And it was a lady, she, in the beginning of the channeling, she just kept mentioning the moon, like just things about the moon and silver cords. And I had no idea what she was talking about, but fast forward to right now, this moment, I feel like the correlation between the moon, alien species, and water is significant. I'm having a lot of water dreams for the last month. I've been in a couple of other rooms on Clubhouse to where I was letting, you know, just sharing my experience to where I feel like I'm being followed or tracked by aliens just because of the little skin marking that I have in the form of a triangle that appeared out of nowhere. The significance of owls twice before that incident. So yeah, so I'm just interested in that whole dynamic of how water, the moon, and all of that comes together with extraterrestrials. So thank you for the time.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Anyone want to give her some insight, because all I can tell is werewolves. So anyone else?
Well, some people say the moon is a center to capture souls. I've heard that. So there is a kind of creepy nature about the moon in some mythologies and some people's experiences. I think it's neutral. I think it's people use it for, or alien races use it for what they will, but there is a kind of magical quality to that planet. I think it was an old planet that lost its atmosphere, but we do need to get back there and investigate it. So I don't know if that answers your question, but there's a mystery there for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I agree. Kevin, I know you've been having your hand up. You might want to log out the app, come back in or something. We've been trying to bring you up for the last half hour. So,
yeah, he disappeared from mine. I kept refreshing, and
well, he's there on mine. He popped off. So I just pushed it again, so maybe we can get lucky. Q, you're up, buddy.
Sometimes go ahead. There's a glitch, Roderick. You know, Kevin, if you're trying to come on stage and they've invited you, leave the room and then come back and then re-raise your hand.
Okay, so we got a glitch. Okay. Wow, Clubhouse got a glitch.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, so, yeah. All right, Q, you up.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Well, yeah, so first let me acknowledge that I do know that I am being recorded. Yeah, so this is a very interesting topic, and I just wanted to offer a little bit of perspective from my point of view. I guess a theory, really.
Go for it. Tell us about it.
I haven't really heard people talking about. So this all comes from an experience I had dealing with one of my journeys dealing with plant medicines, right? And for anyone who's familiar with you know, those types of journeys, like, you end up out of body, you don't know where you are oftentimes, and you don't know when you are sometimes either. So anyway, from my recollection, what I remember was being on what seemed to be another planet. And I only remember like small bits in fragments. But the first part that I remember was looking over like this huge canyon. And as I look over the canyon, I'm standing at the top. And as I look over the canyon, I see like this huge population of these beings. They're, you know, extraterrestrial. They're humanoid, but they're not like human. They're different than us. They're a different species. I can't remember exactly what they look like. It's kind of blurry. The next thing I remember is As I'm at the top of that canyon, there's also one or two of those beings up there with me. So it kind of felt like I was being given a tour or being shown around. The next thing I remember is that they told me that they originally came to Earth for a resource that they need, that they needed to survive. And it's kind of a very like rare resource to kind of find in the universe. So they found it here, and that was their initial reason for coming to Earth. The only other thing I remember is the location. Somehow I knew the location of where I was. If you know, I know nobody can see me right now, but if Earth is here, this place was kind of far away, but it kind of hovered above the Earth, and but yet it was tethered to the Earth. And I don't know how I knew that, but I just knew that. So after this journey, you know, when I come back, I'm contemplating and meditating on this. And I'm like, you know, what was that? What was that experience about? And I start to come across these theories or teachings of like Zachariah Sitchin and others who talk about the Sumerians, who are the first human civilization that we have record of. And what the Sumerians say about human existence is that there were these beings that came from somewhere else, came from, you know, outer space, another planet, and they came to Earth for a resource that they needed. That resource was gold. They had dissolved their atmosphere or something, and they came here to mine gold, and I think they would, like, grind it up in some way and put it in their atmosphere for its sun-reflective properties. So I heard that maybe about a week or two later, and, I mean, that blew my mind instantly because I'm like, wow, this is, like, exactly what I experienced. Like, this is crazy. So then the next question I had was like, you know, okay, where was I? Like, what planet is, you know, connected to Earth in some way, tethered to the Earth? Is it, you know, Mars, Jupiter? And I mean, I racked my brain for maybe about 6 months. And, you know, it hit me one day, like 6 months later, I'm like, that's the moon. Like, the moon is a planet that is essentially hovering over the Earth and is tethered to it. And so I'm like, wow, so these beings who I was talking to who told me that they came, you know, to this planet, according to the Sumerian text, these were these beings that they called the Anunnaki that are responsible for human creation, essentially. They came here to mine the gold. They got tired of mining it themselves and decided to create a worker being. And you know,
you're breaking up a little bit on us, Q.
Yeah, we're losing you, Q. I don't think he knows it. Okay. Q, we'll bring you back in a little bit. Josh, you're up, but what's with the chicken? The rooster.
Oh, that's my rooster.
I mean, is it like y'all real close? I mean,
it's the rooster. I rescued him. He was getting beat up pretty bad at a farm up the street, and so I rescued him, and he healed up, and he's starting to cock-a-doodle-doo now.
Oh, so he lost.
Do you acknowledge you're being recorded?
Yeah, I acknowledge I'm being recorded.
Tiffany, the man got a rooster. You don't have to go through all that. He got a rooster. You know, him and his rooster, best friend. All right, well, Josh is my friend, y'all, so now. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Roderick's got a big bird.
Yes, I got some. I have some parrots. Yes, I got a bunch of parrots. But go ahead.
Oh, jeez, that sentence cut out a little bit.
No, go ahead.
Do I think we went to the moon? No. Do I think we're being watched by extraterrestrials? Yes. So I think it's a huge stage, a huge lie, just like they lie about a lot of stuff. But I'm a big supporter of the Space Force, and I hope other countries can create one. We can have a global space force to maybe in a military organized manner to colonize the moon and Mars and do stuff better than it's been happening. And then maybe I can have a chicken farm out there on the moon and Mars. Lots of roosters.
What you talking about?
All right. Okay. So, all right. Chicken farm with some eggs. I got you. So, Hey, it's all right. You know, he don't believe the moon is there, but not the moon is there, but we didn't go. So, but anyway, my question would be, why do you think we didn't go, Josh? I mean, you know, you used to work with Stan Freeman. You actually used to go to the man's house.
Yeah, I went. Yeah, I did. I wonder what, I don't know what Stan would say. Yeah, I'd be very curious what he would have to say about that, actually.
What about you? Why do you think we didn't go?
I just think it was staged to compete with the Soviet Union. I mean, I looked online, the Soviet, they put two of those mirrors on the moon, but with a rover. Nope, they didn't put people. I don't believe what is.
Okay, wait a minute. You're saying the Soviets been to the moon and we didn't go?
The Soviets had rovers on the moon, but not people. But those reflective mirrors, they have two of them up there. Like we have a few, I think three mirrors on the moon. I mean, there's some great.
How did the mirrors get there?
Yeah, yeah.
Just robots.
How did the robots get there?
Not with people.
So how did they get there?
Robots, just like we said, just like we go to Mars, they're robots, not people. People don't go to Mars. No, I don't think so.
All right, guys, here's my take on this one.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Y'all, okay, we're just going to go there. So, but great question, Kamani. You're right. How did we get there? I think we've been there. Men put us there, those equipments and all those things. And Josh, same with you and the rooster. Yeah, robots were there. Okay. So either way, we're there. What do you think, Nick?
Josh's argument would be supported by, I wish I could remember which person brought it up, but the Van Allen belt. That is a solid argument. Everything that I've read in scientific journals suggests that that traversing through the Van Allen belt would be deadly to any organism. So I get it. I'm not saying that I believe. Don't confuse my interest with belief. But he's saying robots. But I mean, he's right. That is a solid theory, that the mirrors. And also, I can't get around the mirror thing that somebody else brought up and hadn't thought of that before this conversation. But that's. I just wanted to back my boy John up, Joshua, excuse me. Because the robot thing does not sound that outlandish.
All right. Well, anyone else want to chime in on that? Or Kamani, you got some more facts you want to bring to it?
Yeah. I'm not saying that that's not a possibility. I'm not trying to put out the fact that I'm not trying to debunk anything he's saying. I'm trying to get where he felt that way. Now, when it comes to the facts, right? We have different trips to the moon that were recorded. We have, like I said, I was speaking on Apollo 17 and the different Apollo trips earlier, and also was speaking on the Gary McKinnon findings. And when you really think about, all right, so let's speak about the Gary McKinnon findings, right? When you really think about that, he was charged with violating Espionage Act because of the things that he found. So if the things that he found violates the Espionage Act, then that validates that what he found was true, in my opinion, right? So then with that being said, they found pictures that some were original and then others were airbrushed from different trips to the moon, different encounters in space. NASA had a database that Gary McKinnon was supposedly had hacked into and found all of this information about Solar Warden and all of this information about the space weaponizing space with the space-based weapons and things like that. So all I'm saying is there was truth in majority of the things that Gary McKinnon found. So if nobody was on the moon, then the pictures that they had that NASA airbrushed, right, if they didn't airbrush them, What reason would they have to airbrush them if no one was there to begin with? You get what I'm saying? You wouldn't have a picture to airbrush if there was nobody there to begin with. You wouldn't airbrush a picture if you're not gonna.
Kimani, can just for the audience sake, you're just like a lot of people aren't familiar with who that is. So can you explain who that is and what he did? Just to give him background.
Just briefly. He hacked into NASA's database. Gary McKinnon hacked into NASA's database, and he found a bunch of information about things like the Deep Black projects, programs, and stuff that the government uses our taxpayers' money to follow through with. I'm sorry, I'm still driving and stuff, but what the reason why I brought his name up wasn't really trying to go into depth about Gary McKinnon, just the ideology that there was some secrecy going on with encounters that happened on the moon with our astronauts being watched, and NASA took it upon themselves through Gary McKinnon's finding, NASA took it upon themselves to hide that stuff from the public by airbrushing photos and videos and things of the UFOs, coming into contact with our space satellites and things of such. Also, one of the most important videos that I think about the space-based weapons was when we actually saw them shoot at a UFO. That right there was the validation that, okay, there's something else going on up there, and they're not telling us about it. And then they stopped doing the live streaming of the world. Remember they used to live stream it on YouTube? They used to live stream the planet. They stopped that. They put that on delay after that happened with the video being exposed about them shooting at the UFO. So my reason for saying all of this is to come down to, I think it's called Project Horizon or Operation
Horizon.
Okay.
Yeah, we started to lose you a little bit there.
Yeah, we kind of lost you a little bit, but that's fine. We definitely got. All right, so we got.
We're losing you, Kimani. We can't hear you.
Can you mute him out, Tia?
I was trying.
Until you get it better, until you get in a better place.
I was trying. It's for some reason not.
Yeah, Kimani, we're losing you, but we'll get back to you. Let me see if we could do that. And Jackie, I sent you what's that thing called? Instagram for a little project there. So if you can check your Instagram, that'll be good.
I'll check that out right now.
Yeah. All right, Cameron, what's going on? It's been a while since we talked with you. You want to jump in on the conversation?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Thank you for having me again, Roderick. Alan, it's always good to hear from you guys. Tiffany, I don't believe we've spoken before, have we?
We have. Do you acknowledge you're being recorded?
I do acknowledge that, yes. That is perfectly fine.
Okay.
I'm excited to see you guys are running another room. Are we being watched by extraterrestrials, moon conspiracies? Yes, what a very good topic this is today. I have plenty and plenty of thoughts and processes from this topic. As you know, my standpoint from here, I 100% believe that we have contact and we have experience with extraterrestrials throughout the galaxy and throughout the whole universe and whatnot. So yeah, I have no doubt that we are somehow being watched, whether it be from the moon or from our own atmosphere, but I for sure know that we are being watched by extraterrestrials.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add to that, or that was the first question answered? That's fine.
Okay. Well, I can give some experience and some run-ins that I've actually had with, like, is this room specifically regarding just to the moon in itself, I'm assuming?
Yeah. We're just kind of keeping the topics. We do go off in a little bit, but we definitely...
moon and moon-related conspiracies.
Yeah. And we can kind of... And let me give a quick... announcement here, then you can continue, Cameron, then we'll go to Winston. Guys, this is 9:30. This is Roderick Martin again. For those of you just hopped in, welcome to Extraterrestrial Evidence. Just let you know, we will be going to the top of the hour. We usually get out of here at 10 o'clock Central, and tonight we will be on time. So therefore, if you are going to come up, now will be the time if you want to get involved in a conversation. But for the rest of you, just remember, we are going to have a after show. Of course, that'll be with Ben and Nick, and these guys here kind of just go all in. So you can definitely, get into that conversation. And then on Wednesday, I think we're going to have something going, what I call the vibe. They just don't call it anything else. That's Vishnu and Ben, of course, those two letters. And maybe they'll tell you what they'll be talking about Wednesday night. Vishnu, you up there? What are you guys going to be talking about Wednesday night at 8:30 Central?
Thanks, Roderick. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about mainly the footage that was revealed last week by George Knapp and his outfit called Mystery Wire. If you aren't familiar with that and you're interested in the UFO, in the ufology, it's a must, right? And so George and his protege Jeremy Corbell, who's a lot of you will be familiar with his documentaries. So both of them kind of in conjunction released that footage, the photos last week. And then John Greenwald of the Black Vault podcast, and he also has a website, went ahead and the Pentagon confirmed that leak, that those were actually taken by U.S. Navy pilots, right? So we'll be talking about those photographs.
So y'all going to talk about it Wednesday, or are you going to do it all here?
How come I didn't get a sound bite? No sound.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a sound.
I'm going to give you a sound. Let me see. Which one? How about this one?
What you talking about, Will?
Yeah. That one good for you?
Classic.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Roderick.
Okay. All right. Vishnu is my friend, guys. We talk every day. So just let you guys know, I can bite at him a little bit there. So anyway, so definitely jump on that Wednesday experience. You guys got something coming up new, or you want to give a shout out to one of your events coming up? Or
yeah, actually, thanks, Roderick. On Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to have Matthew Roberts, who was your guest here last week, to discuss a little bit further on his experience from the USS Theodore Roosevelt and the encounters he had afterwards. So I'm going to deep dive in with Matthew, have a conversation with him, and that's going to be Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, with the Extra Paranormal Society. So appreciate you for hooking that up too, Roger.
All right, no problem. And Alan, I know you do some every Wednesday. What do you got coming up this Wednesday? And yours is offline, so if anybody want to hop offline on Wednesday, you can go to Alan's. You want to talk about your event tomorrow? Is he there? You there? Not there? Okay. All right. So anyway, we will get back on.
Huh? We have 20 minutes left, and we have Winston and Ben.
Ben. I don't see Ben.
Oh, I'm Refresh. Here.
Yeah, but I don't see him. How is he talking? I don't
Refresh.
See, you know I'm kidding, right?
Oh.
Yeah. You weren't supposed to fall for the rest.
He's poking at me.
He was supposed to fall for, but not you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I was going to get him going. I was going to keep.
House gets glitchy sometimes.
Look, he was going to keep saying, I'm here. And I was just going to be like, where, and knowing we could see him. But either way, okay. Winston, go ahead, buddy.
Hi, guys. It's pronounced Winston, but I'm really happy to be
in the group tonight. Is okay. I never.
It's Winston. Like.
Okay. Well, that definitely qualifies for this one again.
What you talking about, Will?
All right. So go ahead. All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just like to separate myself from the.
Well, do anybody else see that as Winston?
Winston Churchill.
Winston, or anybody see that as Winston? I mean, just let me ask the group here.
Yes, I do. By the way.
Yeah. Well, I respect his pronunciation.
Yeah, I also see that.
John,
if you could just acknowledge that you're being recorded.
Yeah, I'm putting me on the moon by myself. I'm the only one. Come on, somebody help me out. Didn't y'all see it as Winston?
Podcast?
Is it going on a podcast? Yeah.
Okay.
You want us to not put you on there?
Let me think about it for a second.
All right, Tiffany.
Okay, we'll move on to...
Tiffany?
Yeah, we'll move on to Ben.
Oh, well, he's in the audience. You can...
Guy, I mean, I don't mean to barge in, but actually, before you reset your room, I did have a few just things I just wanted to talk about with you guys. I just think it would be good.
No, go ahead.
Information
go ahead.
And just good, like meat and potatoes, especially for your guys' podcast. It's awesome you guys are doing that. But my own personal run-ins with like I said, I had a few experiences just like from what I've seen with lunar alienation, things like that. I know back in the day, I believe in the 90s, if I remember correct, I could be wrong, but they had NASA and like everybody was searching for techno signatures on the moon, which is just like alien spacecraft on the moon. So I know like this topic has simply been up in the air for a very long time. It's definitely, we're not the pioneers for this, obviously. I mean, we're really not the pioneers for anything. I mean, the whole world as we see it is founded and created by aliens. So, but onto the moon, I have actually, I've looked up in the sky and I think I feel like the aliens or whatever is out there, whatever beings are out there possessing us, I feel like they have control of the moon, of the way it turns, of the way it sits in the sky, the way it creates a crescent shape, or if it's a full moon at night. I feel like they're the ones controlling the lunar changes in that aspect. In my personal experience, I've even looked at the moon one night, and I have watched it. It was slowly, but I've like looked through a telescope at it and watched it move and turn. The entire planet, per se, turned like 6 degrees. So I was looking at one crater through my telescope, and then I was watching that actually rotate.
Are you familiar with the Crow 777 channel on YouTube, the Lunar Waves and Holographic Moon dude?
I am not. I can't say that I am.
Okay, sorry. This guy does a lot of close-up lunar videotaping, I guess, and putting it on YouTube. And he's found a lot of the same things that you're talking about. And he's been saying it for like a decade, which is interesting. But I thought you might relate to that. Sorry, go ahead.
I wonder if that has any relation, because I know there's a late 80s study that showed the synchronicity between people who have cycles and the moon cycles.
Then you say cycles like as in cycles like what a woman goes through?
What people who have periods.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Well,
people who have periods.
Well, why
yeah.
you could just say women? Because I mean, a man on the stage goes through this cycle. There are
some male identifying people who do still have.
Please, if you cycles. Are, do not say you are one of them. Please, if you're on the stage, just hold your water. I mean, just.
That's a whole other clubhouse room.
Okay, well, that's extraterrestrial by itself. But yeah, I mean, so okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
At some point, could I finish up? I got disconnected.
You ain't finna say you have cycles, right?
I do not have cycles.
Okay, appreciate it, my brother. All right, go ahead.
just to sum up, my story. Ultimately, one of the theories that I had, after my experience in going to this place. That I realized was most likely the moon, and witnessing these beings that told me they came here for a resource, which lined up with what the Sumerian said about the Anunnaki that came from the planet Nibiru. People that believe that story are waiting. They say Nibiru is on like this like cycle that comes around every, however many thousand years, and they're waiting
wow.
for it. My theory is that what if the moon is Nibiru? I had this experience. I encountered these beings. Nibiru is said to not have an atmosphere. They destroyed the atmosphere. We know that the moon doesn't have an atmosphere. It's a theory, but it's, I think it's interesting, and I haven't heard it talked about before. So just wanted to offer that.
Okay. Can I please chime in on what Q just said, just because I have a little bit of knowledge?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
Okay, so I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with Alex Collier. He is a contactee from birth. He has been in contact with the Andromedan race from the Andromedan galaxy. So they're basically blue humanoid beings. And before I go into detail about that, I give a lot of thanks to him because I used to get, like, when I was 18 years old, I was getting abducted by the Greys. I've held my hybrid baby in my arms, and I didn't know how to make it stop until I came across one of Alex Collier's videos where he said, hey, you know, if you're ever getting abducted, say, you know, I do not consent. I'm a conscious being, Ray Tay Tay. And so I did that, and ever since then, it stopped. But if you look into Alex Collier's research and his encounters with the Andromedans, they say that not only is the moon artificial, it was brought here by the Greys / reptilians, and it's a hollowed out planet. So it was hollowed out and it turned out to be a base. And the way they brought it here was through the cycles that Q mentioned. So it was like the Earth goes through cycles, I believe, every 25,000 years, more or less, something like that. And in one of the cycles, they naturally, quote unquote, brought in the moon to our atmosphere. So it's interesting that Q brings that up because Alex Collier's research is in alignment with what he just said. So the reptilians brought it here. It's hollowed out. It was once an organic, quote unquote, planet or whatever you want to call it, but now it's artificial because they hollowed it out. And it's also a spacecraft. So they can actually remove it anytime they want, but they just don't want to because it's what they use to monitor us. And this information is out there. It's public information.
Okay. I Tiffany, anyone else want to chime in on that?
Yes, sure. Like I'll mention that Apollo 12 intentionally jettisoned a piece of the lunar module onto the moon's surface. It was like 1970 something. I can't recall. But they reported and recorded that the moon rang like a bell for like an hour or something. And it wasn't the first time. There's also seismographs, I think I'm saying that correctly, that were placed on the moon between like 1969 and 77 by Apollo 11 through, I can't recall exactly, but there's a lot of very strange readings from the moon that I'm not saying it's hollow at all, but the density of the moon is a huge question. The moon is way less dense than Earth. The Earth on average is like 5.5 grams per cube centimeter, and the moon is 3.3, which is odd. But there used to be volcanic activity. We have evidence of that on the moon, which means that at some point there was a hot spinning core to the moon. But now we do have these weird ringing. And, you know, as humans, we naturally say, you hear something ringing. Oh, it's probably metal and it's hollow. Who knows? But the ringing thing has been documented by several moon expeditions.
Hey, Roderick, can you hear me?
No, I can't. Go ahead. You might have to talk a little louder.
No. I saw some documentary, and it was a kind of legitimate mainstream documentary, said life would not be as abundant as it is on Earth if it wasn't for the moon. It does a lot of beneficial things, including stopping meteorites that would be hitting the Earth. I mean, still, there are still some, but the moon is a sort of protecting agent, and it also balances life, the atmosphere, the water, many, many things that are of use to this planet and life here. So there's a positive side to whoever put the moon in place. There's a book called Who Built the Moon that I recommend that talks about some of that as well.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. And there are a lot of very strange, if you ask any scientist at all, very strange coincidences about the size of the moon, the location of the moon, the rotation of the moon, or the orbit of the moon in relation to the rotation of Earth. The fact that Earth spins like in total like once every 27 days, and so does the moon, which is why we always see the same side of the moon. And then the even stranger, even more almost impossible coincidence is that the sun is 400 times larger than the moon and also 400 times distant from Earth, meaning that from our perspective, the moon perfectly covers the sun a couple times a year, and then then in total eclipse about once every 2.5 years. But you know, you see all these super strange coincidences, especially when you look at, we have like 4,000 exoplanets on record, and none of the exoplanets outside of our own solar system have moons. So are we that unique? It does almost look like intelligent design. I am not an intelligent design person. Like, that's not belief, that's interest in the topic. It does seem super, super strange, almost like it was driven here like a ship to facilitate the progression of life, or maybe to like give intelligent beings on planet Earth some kind of like clue that there's something like larger at play. Like, if you're like a shaman or some kind of like early civilization deep thinker, you look up at the sky and you see like, oh my God, a full, you know, a total solar eclipse. That is significant. I got to figure that out. And then, you know, a couple thousand years later, you got Copernicus and all other, you know, theories about planetary, you know, and celestial bodies. Go ahead.
So no, sorry, Nick, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were done.
What? I just want to jump in and say the fact that the moon and the sun are the same size as seen from Earth, it's not a coincidence. The geometry, rocks, planets don't work that way. It seems there is something going on behind the scenes, and that's
yeah,
the biggest.
I mean, to Alan and Nick's point, like, well, let's just like make this really, you know, kind of button it up for the audience, right? So the eclipse, right? What Nick is saying, right? So 400, the distances, how much coincidence can it be, right? So like a lot of times when you're talking to scientists and researchers, right? When they're looking for things that are man-made, right? So how do we extrapolate, like, so for example, under the sea, right? If you start seeing 90 degree angles, well, that's a very good indication that it's not natural, occurring naturally, and that's not a natural formation, but that's actually a man-made formation, right? So coincidence and happenstance can only take you so far. Now, the question becomes, right? So with the moon and those distances, or that a couple of times, whatever it is, how many times, and I, you know, Nick, I don't remember what it is, but 2 years or whatever it is, but the diameter of the sun, right, the moon fitting perfectly, even for that amount of a duration, how much coincidence can you have? And then, so to Nick's point, but also to Alan's point, when we look at the moon and its role in the creation of life, complex life on Earth, meaning if you didn't have the moon, what happens with tidal waves, right? And how ocean currents, they would be massive. There would be tsunamis, right? So this is what scientists say. We don't have to extrapolate on theories. So you remove the moon, how is complicated life going to be created on Earth? It's impossible, right?
And so I'm just also throwing in, the atmosphere is actually more susceptible to the gravity of the moon. So we have whole weather systems based on the gravity of.
Right. And so when you start layering these things, right, it you can't get like right with like anything else, right? Happenstance, coincidence is one thing. And you start layering things that we know, it becomes less likely that moon is random, but it's actually placed there on purpose, right? So again, who's placing it? Then that's a whole different. That literally is a different room, right?
Yeah, our understanding of our place in the universe comes largely from our observations of the moon. That was the first clue, and not just in Western civilization, but like look at the Mayans, Egyptians, Chinese. Observations of these cycles that started with eclipses are what informed the theory and now knowledge that the Earth revolves around orbits the sun and the moon orbits Earth. It's almost like they put it there as like an Easter egg. And I'm not saying that that is what the root cause is, but it almost seems like that.
Nick, can I just ask you, you said when you were speaking a few moments ago, you said that there don't seem to be moons around exoplanets. Is that true? I've never heard that.
There's one planet, Kepler, off the top of my head, 132b,
probably.
C. Yeah,
32b.
That they think there is possibly, and we're talking about rocky planets outside of our solar system. In other words, planets that could host life as we know it. There's one that we think, and somebody mentioned the James Webb. And I echoed that I think that is the next step in a controlled soft disclosure. I honestly believe that the James Webb will easily answer that question.
Yeah. And I'm thinking just the way I think about Kepler, about the Kepler Space Telescope is, you know, without boring everybody, the way that it finds planets outside of our own solar system is based on light. And I just, if moons are, you know, at a certain proportion smaller than their planet, than which they should be, I just feel like that Kepler probably wouldn't have been able to pick them up anyway. And I suspect, I'm just speculating, but I suspect that the James Webb is going to, you know, what we have found for the most part with exploration in space is that the things we thought were unique to us here on Earth are more abundant everywhere else. We thought our solar system was the only one with planets. We now know that that's not right. We thought, actually, even further than that, you go way back, and we thought that we were the center of the this and the that, and our star was the only star, you know, the only sun, basically, that we were aware of. I'm talking thousands of years ago. So I suspect we're going to end up finding that a lot of these exoplanets have moons on them.
I agree. It's hard enough to find an exoplanet because of the way it kind of makes a pattern with the star it's around. So it's probably a lot harder to see a moon of an exoplanet then. So I suspect there might be moons out there. I mean, there's moons about around every planet in this solar system. So,
all right.
Moons are as abundant.
Okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. I need to play this message right here. And what that means, that is 10 o'clock, and we will be getting ready to get off here in a few minutes. I want to make a quick few announcements. And of course, you guys can jump into the after show in a few minutes with Nick and Ben if you want to continue some of those conversations. First of all, let me give a deep apology to anyone if I offended anyone a little earlier about my particular comments as far as not having cycles. I know the world has changed and there's a lot of situations out here that I don't understand. But, you know, within that lack of knowledge comes saying sometimes the wrong thing. So if I did offend anyone, I definitely want to take this opportunity to let you know that I apologize for it. So with that being said, what we're going to do is give you some quick announcements here. Again, I have to clean it up tomorrow. Vishnu is at 7 p.m. I think that's Central Time. Is that right, Vishnu?
Ben, what did we decide?
Pacific. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Pacific. And again, really quickly, we're going to discuss the Mystery Wire footage that recently came out, and also the potential, a few potential implications about how Congress is going to receive the report that they were due in, I believe, June or July from the Pentagon.
All right. Well, then you heard that. And so definitely, you know, we got the after show here next. Tuesday and Thursdays is our day. We're going to be adding a Sunday night, which is going to be a great format. You don't want to miss it. That'll come at the first of next month. We'll be here Sunday night. But in the meantime, once again, you know, Clubhouse is 24/7, 12/365 plus OT. But you don't have to stay here in this room because why? We're going to go to bed and you can definitely go into the after show and get some bigger and deeper conversations if that's what you like. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Follow any of the speakers up here, you know, anyone that resonated with you, give them a follow, because if they're on again and they're talking, they're going to be great. Shout out to Alan. As you know, he has a book that's out. It's coming out soon. And so we definitely want to support that, Making Contacts and the New Realities of Extraterrestrials, and definitely doing that. Of course, you know, Experience has a room. We mentioned that, and we'll do that. So Roderick Martin, and we're out, and I will see you guys on Thursday. Bye-bye.